Hi, my name is Nayan Patel. I work in the product management team at Google in Mountain View.
Hi, my name is Prasenjit. I'm a product manager with Google and currently based out of Bangalore.
Well, welcome both of you to the podcast. This is podtech.net. I'm Michael Johnson. We're here on the floor, the exhibit floor of TIECON 2006. Welcome both of you to the podcast.
Thank you.
So what is Google doing here? Google can go anywhere, do anything, it seems right now. What is Google doing here at TIECON? What's the particular interest here?
So I think TIECON is one of the largest collection of entrepreneurs in the Bay Area and in the U.S. And Google loves people with that same entrepreneurial attitude and the risk-taking attitude which these people display. And we're looking for great candidates to join Google and build companies within Google and build great products. And I think the qualities that they bring to the table are exactly what we look for at Google.
Now, there's a big sign back here. Google India is hiring. Tell me a little bit about what's behind Google's outreach into India.
Sure. So just to take a step back, we have a huge focus around the globe in terms of serving users internationally. India happens to be one of the markets, one of many international markets that we're focused on. We kind of have this motto where we like to go where the talent is. So we're opening up offices around the world, including Beijing. In Europe, we have a few offices. In Latin America, Bangalore happens to be the focus, one of the primary focuses at this show. And the sign, as it indicates, we're looking for product managers. We're looking for engineering talent for India. And as Prasenjit mentioned, TIECON's become a phenomenon over the years. Brings together the entire ecosystem of people centered around innovation. Google is all about innovation, and we feel that being in the mix here with the sort of people that attend this conference puts us in a really good position to interact with folks who are considering opportunities.
Now, I wanted to talk with you, Prasenjit, about the scene in Bangalore right now. Now, what is happening there? It's been called the Silicon Valley of India. What is it about that area that sort of draws people to it? Why is that the Silicon Valley of India as opposed to Delhi or some of the other major cities?
So I think Silicon Valley, Bangalore basically possesses the same qualities that probably Silicon Valley here in the Bay Area possess, right? Great academic institutions in that area, a lot of funding and venture capital and investments, great place to stay, cosmopolitan. And I think just, Bangalore has been very private sector friendly government policies, right, which encourage risk taking and entrepreneurship. And people have been, building companies and sort of making a difference, right? Some of the original Indian tech giants have come out of Bangalore, like Infosys and others. And so that attracts, acts as a magnet for other people to come and set up shop there and attracts talent to that area as well.
Now, I wanted to talk to you about this outreach to India, sort of this, what seems to be happening with this great cyclical nature that's happening. There seems to be this ecosystem that's developing between the United States and India. Well, India and the world, actually, if you look at it, but we'll focus primarily on the United States. What are some of the important factors in that ecosystem that you can identify that's important to Google's building a bridge to India?
So one of the things that immediately comes to mind is talent. Again, Prasenjit mentioned that there's a growing pool of very qualified folks coming out of very good schools. There are a lot of tech companies that are now housed in India, specifically in Bangalore. So we're really looking to establish ourselves in that context, build a center of competency for ourselves in India, hire some of the great students that are coming out of the universities, and also be a home for the sort of talent that we feel exists in other companies there that for folks who might want to make a move.
So you don't know exactly what's coming out of there, but you know that something may come out of there. Is that the idea? Or are you looking at specific ideas that are coming out of Bangalore?
Right.
So I think Bangalore, we are focused on two things. One is we want to build great global products which will be used by Google users worldwide. But we also, I think, want to put a focus on build products specifically for the market, right, for the Indian market as well as other emerging markets. So, for example, I'll give you an example. Google Finance, which is just launched worldwide, was completely built out of India. So that's just an example of, how the Bangalore office will be an R&D center that, is like any other Google R&D center in the world, right? But then there are enormous opportunities in terms of providing people information, both in the rural areas, in terms of mobile access, in terms of working with the government and other partners to, get information, relevant information to the people, where I think Google can play a huge role. And I think with our reach, with our brand, with our talent, we can definitely make a difference in that part of the world.
What do you see happening in the next 5 years? Because Tycon's been running for a while now. There's more and more. It seems like we're reaching this critical mass of knowledge. Actually, I don't know if it can get critical enough, this mass of knowledge, because it seems to keep coming. And it seems to actually benefit everyone. I mean, that's the thing that needs to be emphasized, I think, sometimes when we look at the sharing of knowledge. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely. So I would say that this conference has, I think, set the bar in terms of bringing people together to focus on entrepreneurship. It's continued to pick up steam over the years. So you asked me about the next 5 years. I think Tycon would love to see this sort of conference exist in other markets. So, for example, having one of these kinds of conferences in India where we bring together the VCs, the entrepreneurs, the folks, again, the entire ecosystem around entrepreneurship and innovation, and spread this across all the various chapters that exist outside of Silicon Valley.
Now, Tycon stands for the Indus Entrepreneurs. Now, what is it? Is there something in the spirit, where does the entrepreneurial spirit come from? I mean, is it something, people have asked, what is this? Is this a cultural sort of, drive? What is going on? Why India? Why is India the source of this great font of knowledge right now?
Well, I would say that while that might be the name of the organization, it's not purely just Indus focused. So obviously, the organization is actively trying to reach out and kind of diversify the mix of folks that get involved in these conferences, get involved in the organization. I think the founding fathers of Tycon, or Ty, happen to be Indian, and so some of that is rooted back to the origins of the organization. But I think they're trying to be a truly diversified and global organization with a very, very broad focus on innovation.
Okay. Well, I've been speaking today on the podcast with Nayan Patel, who's a product manager in Google here in Mountain View, and also with Prasenjit Pukhan, who works out of Bangalore for Google as well. And Google India is hiring, so the sign says. If someone is interested in finding out a little bit more about what kinds of opportunities that Google India is offering or that Google's offering, where can they go?
They can either come to the booth and talk to us, or they can just go to google.com/India/jobs, and we have a page with all the details, all the job postings for the Indian market.
Okay. Well, it's been great talking with both of you on the podcast, and good luck with your ventures.
Thank you.